Today, the House voted to approve a spending package. Now it goes to the Senate for a vote. It has to pass before midnight to avoid a partial government shutdown. The bill includes more funding to increase the number of Border Patrol agents and $160 million for refugee processing, asylum and work authorization backlog reduction. The amount of asylum seekers crossing the border has grown significantly over the past year, and the asylum system has not been able to keep up. There's a backlog of about 2 million people waiting to find out if they'll be granted asylum. Asylum Officer Michael Knowles joins us. He's also the spokesperson for the union representing asylum officers. Michael, welcome back.
Nice to be here, Deepa.
So, Michael, we know obviously a greater number of migrants have been arriving at the southern border, many of whom will make a claim for asylum. But as more people have fled their home countries, the rules have tightened here, and asylum officers have seen their workloads more than double. Can you start by reminding us just what your fellow officers are tasked with doing at the southern border?
Well, the main task at the southern border is to conduct what's called credible fear screening, and that would be an initial screening interview that we conduct of migrants that are referred to us by the Border Patrol. These are people who have said they're afraid to return to their home countries, and we do a screening interview to determine the possibility that they might be able to make a viable claim for protection in the United States before referring them on to the immigration court, or if not a viable claim, they are placed into expedited removal.
Okay. And I want to ask you, it's kind of a $1 million question in some ways. Why are so many people coming now, especially as the U.S. has had much harsher policies in place since the Trump administration, the Biden administration carried on with those from Remain in Mexico, then Title 42, now to the Biden rules that mandate seeking asylum in a third country before coming here. These are all touted as policies to deter people from coming, Michael. Yet people keep coming. Why? What are asylum officers hearing?
Well, I think it's important for us to think of mass migration as a global phenomena. It's not just people coming to our border, but there are, I believe it's estimated, over 100 million refugees and displaced people worldwide who are displaced by war, famine, revolution, persecution, economic collapse, environmental disaster. In a word, the world is on fire and people are going to flee from their countries and they're going to go where they believe they're going to be safer and have an opportunity to land on solid ground and restart their lives. So from the stories we hear, people come here because they can't stay where they are in harm's way. They don't just come here because of our policies.
And speaking of our policies, we're now looking at a $1.2 trillion spending package that was unveiled yesterday that could help the country avert a partial government shutdown. It cuts funding for migrant services, but it allocates more money for immigration enforcement, more detention beds, more immigration officers. Will some of that money, do you know, go towards hiring more asylum officers, and will that help?
Yeah, I have not had a chance to review the whole spending package, but I'm aware that the administration has requested and proposed something like 1,600 more asylum officers in the president's proposed budget. And we would very much welcome the additional help.
From your decades of experience working inside the system, from hearing so many thousands of people's stories as to why they fled their homes, as you watch this unprecedented number of people continue to come, Michael, what do you think the solution could be?
Well, first of all, the solution is not to make it harder for refugees to have protection. Beyond that, I would argue, our members would argue, that the United States must not abandon its position as a world leader in addressing the root causes that cause people to flee, resolving international conflicts, helping build democratic institutions around the world, helping preserve democracy in countries that have enjoyed democracy, and helping to address grave, grave issues in terms of environmental disaster and economic depression around the world. We must maintain our leadership, and we must look at how to make it more viable for people to remain in their homelands to begin with. You don't do that by building the wall higher or making it more difficult for people to get here.
Michael Knowles is spokesperson for the union representing asylum officers. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you, Deepa.